Today is Sunday, the 22nd of February, the first Sunday in Lent. The community of Teze, sing De Pacem Cordium. Give peace to our hearts. As you listen, join in this prayer, asking the Lord for peace in your heart. Asking God to help you still yourself for a moment, so you can hear God's gentle voice speaking to your heart. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All of these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him.
There are so many voices continually fighting for our attention. So many temptations in our fast-moving, ever-changing world. Can you always recognize the tempter's voice amongst all the others? What are the things you find it hardest to resist? How might you overcome these temptations during this time of Lent? What stays with you as you hear this gospel scene read again?
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All of these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him.
Lord Jesus, as you saw through the temptations and refused them, give us wisdom to recognize the tempter's voice and the strength to resist. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours. Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace.
That is enough for me.